I don't know about that that project in particular to make it scale. I don't think we have an ETA to do.
Yeah, we don't have a timeline yet. It is definitely something that we're working on.
Oh yeah.
But as Arno mentioned, we're focused on a subset of people right now, namely advertisers and existing partners. And then once we can finally work through that backlog, which is extensive, be able to start looking at how we can scale that process up.
Hey guys, first of all, when are you coming to Dublin for some Guinness?
Hey!
Yeah, I'll throw that out as soon as possible.
I would love that.
But I guess my question is, it's kind of half a developer question and half Twitter in general question.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of Twitter with the expired accounts, what's happening? Like, there's a lot of startups happening in Dublin and Ireland in general, and they want the Twitter accounts that are, I suppose, to do with their name, their business name, but the accounts might be there and they might be sitting there for maybe a year or 2 years, unoccupied and untweeted. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there is a process actually in place. I mean, like a logic, it's not a process, like a publicly available process, but I don't remember the exact specifics, but it's like a combination of stuff like, if the account didn't tweet for like, I don't know, 6 months or 9 months, if it didn't connect on Twitter for like the past year or something, it's like a combination of stuff that are not only related to like what, when we consider an account active, it doesn't mean like he has to tweet. An account can be active and just like reading his timelines or like DMing stuff, like we wouldn't see that activity. But yeah, like we have like an effort going on there to, we have a limited like user space name, like 15 characters, like it obviously gets crowded, and so this is totally something we're working on, and we're freeing some of those usernames once that amount of criteria are actually met. But it's not only related to like users, it counts like tweeting on that.
I completely understand your response, but do you think that there is an element of kind of like Twitter squatting, I suppose, in a way?
Well, I mean, on Twitter squatting, like for example, if you use like a brand or a company name or like something that has like some legal like implications, like or even like fake identity, like there is like actually a public form for that, and you can file a request. Our team is going to take care of that, like, actually super quickly. We take that very seriously. I was more thinking about, like, usernames that are, like, not a brand. It's just, like, username that would be cool for you. Like, there is, like, no process for that now.
Which is, that's but, understandable. There's no problem with that. It's more if you're starting up a company or whatever and you wanted to grab that Twitter username.
I mean,
logic or whatever to go behind the scenes and say somebody will log in there every couple of weeks, so we can't give that even if they're not tweeting. But
for
us, some sort of a redemption process, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on support.twitter.com, you have that report the violation like tab, and you'll have like all the like different like cases, and they're like actually open forms, and our teams are treating those.
The full URI for it is support.twitter.com/forms, and then you'll see the report of violation box in there. Just click through that. And then if you have legal ownership over a name, then you can get the team to start inspecting enforcement of trademark policy.
I'm just gonna throw my question here if I can. I've actually been through this process. I did it a year ago. So we had a name, a Twitter account that was our company name. And that was more of an answer for you than for these guys, I'm sure they know it. But we kind of we did it already, so we did it about a year ago, and we had a Twitter account that we wanted, and it was exactly our company name in Ireland. And we went through the process that you just outlined there. And what we had to do was we had to register a trademark.
Mm-hmm.
So the easiest way for us to register a trademark was in a little area called Benelux, which is an area of Belgium and Luxembourg. So it's the fastest, cheapest way that you can register a trademark anywhere in the world. And we did it in about 2 weeks. And once you had a registered trademark number from the Benelux region, which cost about $2,000, we were able to get our Twitter account. So my experience, and I spent about 6 months trying to get it, that was the fastest way that I could get the Twitter handle that our business needed.
Maybe like the process changed a bit, like compared to what it was a year ago. But I'm pretty sure like just a business name is enough actually to get like an account back. Maybe like your case was like this is an account which is already used extensively by someone, and like we couldn't like convince that people to change his like screen name. There's also a bad aspect. So like in that case, the only legal way that Tim had was like to show like the trademark, because this is the only thing that has a legal value here in the United States. So that might be the reason. But like in most of the case, if like the account is not used, or if like our team, like when we joined the guy like using the account, the guy's like, all right, that's cool, I'm moving to another screen name. Like there is no reason we would like force you to go through that whole crazy process. I'm pretty sure like they hit like some. I mean, it's actually the way it works like today, but and I'm pretty sure it was quite the same a year ago. Did you remember if the account was active or something?
No, just literally registered, no tweets, just the exact same as what you just described. It was just
the blue egg, the destined blue egg.
They were squatting big time.
Yeah, I mean, I could not check like the backstory of that. I could not obviously.
I suppose it's more kind of a question that, you know, there is people in there in Twitter that we all know that sit in there on domains or, well, on Twitter usernames. They'll sell them in tandem with a domain for a company that, you know, if it's short or if it's something specific, you know. But hey, no, I'm sure there's nothing else that you can do other than report it to you guys and then go from there.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I can try to look into things. So if there's something that you got in mind, just send me a note. I mean, no promises, right? Because we don't know. You know, this could even be an app developer that owns the account and uses that for that particular account to connect. So it's hard to say, just looking at the user timeline, whether or not somebody in the avatar, whether somebody's truly active or not. But yeah, I mean, we'll do our best to help you out.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you, guys. All right, guys, I think we got time for one more question.
Awesome.
two more questions.
No, it's a quick. When you're getting a friend,
cannot tweet bomb anybody.
I don't know you, but when you in the API get friends, it returns like up to 5,000 like followers. Is there any way to just get 10 or 20? I really don't want to get that much, use that many resources. I just want 10 or 20.
You're also assuming that the user has that many friends.
Well, I just want up to 10 instead of 5,000.
Like when you like, I didn't get the question. It's like when you're like,
when you go
to friends.
No, when you say get followers, it returns up to 5,000 followers. But I really don't want 5,000 followers. I only want 10 or 20. You know, it's just wasting resources.
How do you know which one?
Oh, it's random. I don't really care.
Yeah. That's right. I love it.
We err on the side of giving you more data, and I mean, to be honest, they're just the IDs that we're returning, so it's not a ton of resources. I mean, I'm not saying it's an inexpensive call either, but you know, hey, you can get the IDs back and then use a random function to get the 10 or 20 that you want.
Okay, good. About,
you make me nervous, man.
I'm asking fucking stupid questions.
I developed. I do Java for 7 years. Account takeover. Like if someone can take over your account if you give them permission. Like let's say I make a bet with someone else. If I can make an agreement between two people, and whoever loses that challenge has to pre-tweet out something. But do you allow, like...
This is wonderful.
Agree on something beforehand.
I'm glad I have this recorded. This is the best part of the night.
On behalf of their head.
Pretty sure like there's an answer to that, like in that sexy document called like the terms of service, like of an amazing document.
And what about What about profanity, but profanity in a good way? Like, you know, like, you know, like a personal trainer when they're like, oh, do 10 more, and then like 10 sit-ups, and then they just start cursing, they're like, do fucking 10 more. Is that okay to curse at someone? Like, through the API?
It's the whole thing.
We're pretty neutral about that kind of stuff. I mean, we're a communications platform, so how people communicate on there is up to them. Now, if a user reports you as spammy or says that you're offensive or finds something threatening, yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. Just...
It's the most interesting set of questions I've got.
Yeah, the
cholesterol
is pretty good already.
We're going to add that to the FAQ.
Yeah. What if I cuss obsessively at someone?
My question is kind of to do with just the software that gets released. I love Bootstrap and I love the whole idea around Storm. I haven't mucked around with it much, but I do like it. Just wondering what if you can even talk about the sort of stuff that is in the pipeline that you guys might be releasing anytime in the next few months or so, if there's anything like that.
Like open source stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff coming, yeah. I just don't know if we can, like...
We won't tell anyone.
I don't think we can say anything about it. But, like, you mentioned Bootstrap, like, there's nothing, like, substantial. Like, I mean, Bootstrap is clearly going to be, like, the project where they keep focusing up. Like, we'll probably see a V2.1, 2.2, maybe 3. Any particular, like...
The general kind of open source kind of attitude from the company through y'all.
Oh, we continue to do that. This is something we're absolutely down to do. We actually have a team dedicated to work with like our other engineering teams when it comes to open source stuff. So like this is totally something where everybody here in the company wants to keep doing that. So
yeah.
And we're like building a ton of like amazing products like internally, and yeah, we want to open source this. So this will continue, absolutely. Profile picture maybe?
Not with the
AD,
yeah.
No,
I just wanted to know.
No. Is it like too like for the first
one? I don't know. I don't want to know. Hey guys,
let's leave it there.
We have to run, but I did want to say big thanks to DC, to Iman, to Engine Yard, to Hush Wine, to Storypool. And to all of you guys for coming out and spending Thursday night hanging out and chatting with us, we really, really appreciate it. I really wish that Arno and I could be there because the space looks awesome. The pictures were great. We've been watching from the sidelines. So thank you so much for spending a couple hours and hanging out with us. And if there's anything we can do at all to help, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us. All
right, cool. Thanks very much. On behalf of myself and DC.